Coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Rail operators in the UK are going to start issuing fines for those caught bear beating.
Bear beating?
Bear beating. Which
did they not say fair?
I had to dive into that as well. No, bear beating is people that just listen to their music without headphones.
Oh, all right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good.
Huh. It's like a $100 fine, something like that. So it's not going to be anything too bad, but hey, at least now people are going to start putting their headphones on.
I don't know why. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
Why do you think everybody wants to listen to what you're listening to?
It's not that. It's that they don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, legitimately.
I know, but it's just like, Jesus.
I had that this morning. I was literally just waiting in line at the bus. The guy in front of me was just cranking it on his phone. Like, why? It's never anything I want to hear either.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Well, no, that's not true. A couple weeks ago, right after Ozzy died, a chick was on the light rail, and she was blasting all Ozzy songs.
Gotcha.
Like I said, normally I would say something, but I'm like, well, I like it.
So I mean, this is okay.
If no one else is going to say anything, I'm
right.
It's kind of nice.
Just put some headphones in, man. Or listen to it quieter up against your ear. I don't care. Why is it always so damn loud?
I don't know.
There was somebody, honestly, they rolled through the parking garage. Just blaring it like you just got in your car. Why right. Is it already this bumping, dude?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can understand it word for word, too. Like, I don't need that. Anyway, I just sound old. There's a species of seabird known as streaked shearwaters that have been the subject of a recent study which concluded that they almost exclusively defecate in flight.
I feel like all birds. Well, actually, most of the birds I see, they poop, then take off.
Yeah.
Like, drop weight, take off.
Right, and that's some of them, and like a very small portion of this particular bird's droppings are on takeoff, but the like they're just sitting on the water. They never do when they're walking out on land. They never do. It's always while they're in mid flight. You know who does is geese. They'll walk around just lay it wherever they're at, dude.
You can tell where geese go.
And it doesn't shock me. There's a lot of birds you see pooping, like when it's like landed on the roof of my car. It's like I don't think the bird sat here.
Yeah.
No, but also, they targeted it.
If you did a study of humans, you'd be like, 98% of the time, they sit down to poop.
Yeah, true enough.
I like to think I'm over 98%.
Right.
Never quite 100, but a high 99 percentile.
I mean, outside of maybe an accident, I don't know that I've ever been walking and pooped.
Right?
I wonder how freeing that'll imagine be. Just walking and just pooping myself, keep going.
Just laying it out.
Yeah, like, it's all good.
New research has found that zone zero exercise has shown to be effective in improving various aspects of your personal health.
We just got into zone two.
No, we're down to zone. Well, they're saying at least anything at all. So zone zero is like very gentle exercise. Like it doesn't even take your heart rate up to that zone one level. You know, just very gentle,
just
very
do something.
Easy, very slow.
Right. Be active.
Move.
Yeah.
Just don't sit down all the damn time.
Which, yeah, I agree with 100%, but... Sunday soon.
Oh, yeah.
Man, just during halftime, just go take a stroll real quick.
Yeah, you're probably not wrong. I don't have one of those watches, but I feel like Sundays in the fall would be like, you need to get up.
Time to stand.
Right.
I'm not going to. That is everyone's cheat day.
I will say, unless it's your team, the Seahawks game, I'm up and down a lot.
Sure.
You know what? That is very
true. I even sit on the edge of my change lounge, which I never do. Just for easy access up and down so I can yell.
I did say I never put my feet up during the Ravens game, and I never sink completely into the sofa.
But red
I know,
zone. Yeah, I'm in the chase lounge chilling.
Up. Yeah, that's beer drinking time.
Seahawks, Teddy's moving up, down, up, down.
All right.
There's a new recommended strategy when it comes to the discipline of children. They're saying approaching misbehavior with curiosity, empathy, and a firm but calm boundary was shown to be the most effective method of correction.
My parents mastered that because they were just, the F is wrong with you.
As I say, that's
what
my dad would say.
What the F
are you
is wrong with
stupid?
You? Yeah, exactly.
What in the F made you think this was a good idea?
Hey, what were you thinking?
Very curious. Weren't even yelling yet. They're exactly right.
I still remember as a kid, they'd ask me, why did you do that? And my go-to answer was, I don't know.
Because you don't know. It's just impulse.
Right. I wanted to do it. That's why I did it.
You know those little pools you get that are only like maybe a foot and a half, two feet tall?
Yeah.
Right. So it's a little bigger, but like, you know, you're 5'6", you'd still play in that thing. So I would put on fatigues and then grab my guns and like have a battle in the backyard. I remember coming in the house and like my mom's like, why are you soaking wet? And I was like, Tough battle. I had to crawl through the pool.
Roll through the lake,
right?
Man.
She's like, Jesus. It's October. That's rainwater. It's like, oh. Right, as an adult, I'm like, oh, my God, that's so gross.
No wonder you always jump in the water. It's ingrained.
It was a tough battle that day.
All right, put on your thinking caps, Jen. It's time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. It is a U word. That means the things that rise and fall in waves or have wave-like form. It is a U word, and it's things...
Undulate.
Undulate, not bad. Things that rise and fall in waves or have wave-like form.
I only know so many U words, so I'm going to say ubiquitous.
Ubiquitous.
I think it's undulate.
You guys are very, very close. Undulant. So I'll still
undulant.
Accept it. Undulant.
So if you're something that undulates, you are undulant.
Right.
So water is undulant.
Correct.
But when you see
you're
it
looking
undulate,
at it, it's undulating.
That's the waves. All
right. Right. Undulate is the action, whereas undulate is the.
I did not know that
the nature of it.
Okay.
Don't swim today. The ocean's undulating.
Very undulant.
Our tires have been the source of harmful microplastic in drain water for some time, and researchers have found that using, I think it's called biochar from rice husks and pine wood in the drainage filters trapped about 90% of the plastics.
Damn. Okay.
So just put them on the kids' sports fields.
Yeah, no
exactly.
Kidding.
Well, where could go wrong?
I was pulling so many of those doggone things out of my shoes after that Seahawks game.
Oh, man. It's...
Oh.
Dude, it was almost better just to have sand back in the day.
I'm
going to
have,
turf.
Like, foot cancer, dude.
Dude, you have no idea. Open wound. Some kid's playing soccer. He's 10 years old.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that rubber grinds into that.
Yes, sir.
They're covered in.
Right.
Did we look at your kids? That it's a bad idea when they did it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they said, you've already said these are carcinogens. You go, okay. And then you're going to spread carcinogens on children's playing surfaces.
Right.
I mean, what do you think the end result's going to be? It's staggering to me.
They are much softer than the old stuff, though.
Yeah,
they
absolutely are.
But when I used to play indoor keeper, I'd get home and I'd find them like in my underwear. And I'm like, I'm wearing sweatpants.
Right.
How did they get in there?
I don't know. But they get everywhere.
They're army crawling like 10 through the pool.
I wonder what the rubberized track is made of.
Right?
You know, like you have a little bouncy action on those tracks. Just that, if that's different.
I can't imagine falling on that, though.
It's still rubber. It's got to be some kind of rubber, though, too.
A man in Florida got into a fight with his lady friend in the middle of sex, Miles.
Why is that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So, to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast an unidentified father from somewhere who has made good use of artificial intelligence.
Okay.
I mean, that's basically it, okay? So he has a teenage daughter, and teenage daughters, they want to experiment with things. And in this case, she's exploring her own sexuality, but she left some evidence behind, and Dad just wanted to let her know that he'd found it. But what he decided to do, instead of confronting her directly face to face, he incorporated a video, an AI, that includes the voice of someone very, very well known to have this well-known person let the daughter know that Dad had, in fact, found a little something.
Hi, sweetheart. There's
no reason to be embarrassed, but...
Hi, sweetheart. There's no reason to be embarrassed, but I found your green goblin. Or that's what your mother used to call it. You should be a bit more careful about what you leave in the bathroom. Your younger brother is in there all the time for like hours on end. Please keep these things private. To be frank with you, I didn't believe it when I first saw it. These things are so much bigger than I remember. Anyways, take it easy, champ. You're not training for the Olympics. Let's keep the bathroom a family-friendly space. And don't worry, I won't tell Mom. Love you.
Yeah, so he went to AI. There's the video. It's Trump's voice. But the picture of this girl, she just looks so mortified. Clearly, it was dried tears in her eyes. But I thought that's a very inventive way for Dad to say, hey, look, I'm not going to tell Mom.
Inventive.
But do what you got to do to keep that kind of stuff in. Oh, that was a power move, man. It destroyed her.
That's
man.
Too funny.
Well, I mean, you're going to be destroyed no matter what when you get found out.
What would you rather have, though? Like, your parent confront you about masturbation, or obviously it's their words, and just AI generate whoever.
I would take the video
I would take the video as well.
Take the video.
I told you, I got caught once. We've never spoken about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, Mr. President.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.